welcome to Pugnation. Before we get too deep, let's just take a moment to get present. Let go of the day. Let go of whatever thoughts and processes brought you here. Simply become aware of this moment. Become aware of the sensations. Become aware of your awareness, your consciousness, your ability to be present, to receive, to allow the vibration of the universe to pass through you, to amplify in you, to guide you. That vibration is you. Let's let go of that arbitrary line at the end of our skin where we sometimes define ourselves as being within and acknowledge that we are connected to all things. We are all things. This now moment is filled with so much riches. Let's focus on our blessings. Let's appreciate all of the gifts. Thank you, universe, for all of these blessings. Help us to be filled with joy. Help us to spread joy in the world. Amen. Welcome. Oh, man. So this last weekend, I went to Lucidity Festival in Santa Barbara at a truly beautiful venue. We got rain the first more than 24 hours, including some significant rain. And if you remember, if you've been following along at home, the last festival I went to, Fuente, was also massively stormy. So while I was there and we were huddled in under, you know, tarps and in cars, and there was a point when I was kind of like, you know, looking to the heavens saying, you know, I could have sworn we just took this class and I'm pretty sure, I thought we passed. I thought we did great. And apparently the universe was like, oh, you did great. That was a great class, but you enrolled in the PhD program. Surrender 101 was just the beginning. In fact, advanced surrender was just the beginning. You now have, you know, years of coursework, including a dissertation. So perhaps Pugnation is a process of writing a dissertation on the process of surrender, which is good because after, you know, a day or so of pouring and storming, including some lightning and thunder that was so close and loud that you heard people screaming, getting out of their tents and into their cars because they were so freaked out that somebody was going to be struck by lightning. But then once it got sunny, very quickly things dried up. The first 24 hours I was wearing galoshes, rain boots the entire time, and I thought I'd have to do it the whole weekend, but it cleaned up and got beautiful. There was snow in the mountains, sunshine, oak trees all over the place, incredible people, incredible workshops, and it was magical. There was an edge or a focus to the festival that was unique. It was called Lucidity, Awake in the Dream. And so there was a big part of it that was focused on lucid dreaming. And some of the people organizing, Jonas and others, are very, very practiced and speak about lucid dreaming. So there's all sorts of talks about that. In fact, there was this huge dome, the dome where I spoke in, the Healing Dome, where during the evenings from midnight till 8 a.m, every night, the schedule was group lucid dreaming, where they invited everyone to come and, you know, join in dreamland, which was pretty amazing. I thought I participated in a few of the kind of group breathings there and some of the group oming that was very magical. Something that was kind of pretty deep into the realm of fringe spirituality, I would say. Not something that I think I could invite just anyone to without them kind of being a little freaked out. I you know, am now finally at a place in my life where I was just so blown away and honored to be able to share that. So an interesting thing that happened is that last night, after getting home and just being dead tired, I had my first real lucid dreaming experience. I had a taste of it once before after listening to a podcast about lucid dreaming and had kind of the awareness that I was listening to dreaming and then immediately woke up. But last night, I had a prolonged experience where I was flinging people a lot. And I became aware that, you know, I was like, wait a minute, I'm dreaming. I looked for clues because I'd learned, someone gave me a trick that if you look for the printed word, if it doesn't focus and it's moving around a lot, you can know, oh gosh, you know, I'm dreaming, because it's hard for printed word or newspapers or computer screens to stay crisp in linked to a reality. Although that didn't work. I found some printed things and they seemed pretty normal to me, or at least normal enough. I guess my eyes don't always focus on text anyways. So, or at least that was my thought. But I'm like, anyways, I know I'm dreaming. And so I was effortlessly flinging people. And I'm not sure, I didn't feel aggressive or angry about it, but I think if you watched me in the dream, you probably would say, damn, that guy's got some attitude. I had the experience this weekend of a number of people approaching me who had incredible experiences through Hug Nation, or being reminded of things through Hug Nation. A very common thing that was told to me was that they often hear me articulate things that they are thinking and are maybe struggling to articulate, but thoughts that are moving through them, and then they hear me say them and it helps to kind of make it concrete, solidify it, and, you know, as we say here, recalibrate themselves to this thought that's kind of been floating through them. And I had a magical experience when during the sunshine on Sunday, I was just walking around taking in all these beautiful people, and this beautiful young woman walked up and thanked me for some words and said that during a tough time in her life, she was able to focus on the thought, be present, have integrity, align with love. And it was this incredible experience to have words that I believe were channeled through me from Source to be then channeled through someone else and then told to me. It was this feeling of like all connected, all vibrational, all one, and it was just like, pow. It was almost like the universe grabbing me by the lapels and saying, keep it up, keep doing Hug Nation. So here we are to keep doing Hug Nation. Thank you so much for being a part of my practice. It's I wonder who I would be without Hug Nation, and in that statement, without you. I have no idea. But I certainly like who I am and what life is and what my experience during this consciousness has been, including all the struggles. I had a powerful lesson that I thought that I had learned the lessons of surrender, over and over. I thought I'd learned them during years of Burning Man. I thought I learned it during the storms of Fuente, but the process of lucidity was a whole new process of surrender, and also a process of recognizing that life is tension release, struggle, triumph. In the divine state, the non-duality of God consciousness, there is no struggle release. There is simply timelessness, infinite one perfection. And I'm of the mind, I'm of the belief, whether that be a metaphor or whether it be truth, whether it be the way that my consciousness makes sense of it all, that when we embody human form, when we have human consciousness as opposed to divine consciousness, we do so by choice so that we can have that struggle and triumph, that conflict release. A game that is too easy is no fun. A book that is too simple with no conflict is not entertaining. A movie with no drama is not worth watching. And a life without struggle and ups and downs is barely worth living. And so as I prepared for this festival, I struggled. There were times when I yelled. There were times when I said, I'm done. I don't want to be in a theme camp anymore. I don't want this responsibility. There were times when I got a little tense with my beloved. There were times at the event when we set up, or I made some choices or agreed with some decisions instead of standing up for another thought, where it didn't end up going the way it should have. And there was a time when I had this loop of, I wish I did this different, let it go. I wish I did it different, let it go. I wish I did it different, let it go. And I was like, I can't let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. And it was almost like I could watch, it was like I could watch the thought, this dark thought go, But I think it was that darkness, it was that tension, it was that struggle that made the sunshine so bright, that made the dancing so sweet. And so by the time I was skipping through the sun, under the trees, hugging so many people so long and so deep, that I was so grateful for the storm. So grateful for that additional reminder, because you don't learn a lesson and then move on. You learn a lesson and it is a part of your practice. And so this whole weekend experience was yet another opportunity to practice surrender, to practice letting go, to practice trusting the now, and trusting the path of love. Just because things aren't going the way you want them to, don't mean they're not going exactly like they're supposed to. That was my takeaway from Burning Man 2001. That was the lesson I learned. And here, more than 10 years later, I got to retake that class, get the certificate, re-anchor in that practice, which in and of itself is a powerful reminder that the lessons are constant, the practice is constant. As soon as the roller coaster stops, that means it's time to get off. And I don't know about you, but I would like the ride to keep on going. So I'll take the dips, even if I forget that I need them while they're happening. Just keep practicing so that when you're in the dips, when you're struggling, you can try to make them shorter, try to make them less painful, try to make them more recognition that, like a tarantula wasp or a viper or any hurricane or earthquake, that we are never in a position to judge if it is good or bad. We are only in a place to let go of our attachment to what we think it should be and instead surrender. And in doing so, discover the gifts. The other theme of this weekend for me was, yes, thank you, more please. Yes, thank you, more please. Yes, thank you, more please. Yes, saying yes to the love, saying yes to the joy, letting the universe know that, you know you've got infinite possibilities, but I am very appreciative of all that is beautiful and joyous, and in this infinite things to focus on, I am focusing on joy. So I'll take more, please. It's amazing how that little mantra, that focusing on the cone, not only makes you appreciate the cone, it gets you a bigger cone. The ice cream just starts to become massive. Yes, thank you more, please.